He stepped over her to get to the tub. You need a bath.
Why? She groaned and closed her eyes tight.
The question was addressed not to the man brutalizing her, but to God.
Why?
I told you why, said her captor. Weren't you listening, or are you too obtuse to comprehend?
She heard the water start to pound the bottom of the tub.
What had she done to deserve this? Was this some sort of retribution for the harm she'd done to her own body and soul? Was this her penance? I'm sorry, she whispered to the heavens. Forgive me.
Too late for that, he said. Save your breath, you're gonna need it.
He actually thought she was apologizing to him, the sick bastard. She stayed still.
Open your eyes, he said, and kicked her side. Look at me.
She grimaced, but didn't open her lids. She wouldn't give him the satisfaction. Again and again he kicked her. Each time he did it, it was accompanied by an order.
Open your eyes! Open your eyes, bitch! Look at me!
She'd win this round, even if it killed her.
Stupid, he said, giving her one last kick.
Her side throbbed, but she felt a small victory. Then something splashed in her face and her lids snapped open. Her face and eyes were searing with pain. He was emptying a bottle of aftershave on her.
Stop it!
She spluttered, shaking her head back and forth.
It lives, he said, continuing to pour.
Don't! She shut her eyes and turned her head to one side. Why are you doing this?
Doing what? He asked, setting the empty bottle on the toilet tank.
Let me go.
He loosened his tie, took it off, and draped it over the towel bar. He started to unbutton his shirt.
I'd hoped we could have a pleasant evening at home, the two of us.
Let me go. I won't tell anyone, I promise.
Some music, a little wine, more lovemaking.
He peeled off his shirt and hung it from a hook on the back of the bathroom door.
They're looking for me, she said. The police, my friends, everyone.
He laughed dryly. Don't kid yourself.
She wished she'd black out and never regain consciousness.